弟兄姊妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天早晨我从餐厅过来的时候。
This morning when I came over from the cafeteria.
我大儿子急得跑来找我。
David came and ran to me.
我可以知道他在那里等我等了一段时间。
I knew that he was waiting for me for a while.
他一碰到我就说，你知不知道胡森被抓了？
And when he found me, he asked me, did you know that Saddam Hussein was captured?
弟兄姊妹，他把它当作一个大消息，他急得要告诉我。
He treated it as a great news, and he was urgent to tell me.
我很谢谢他这样子的看重我哈，告诉我。
And I appreciate his respect for me.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们刚刚唱的这首诗歌，我们有一个更大的消息要去告诉别人。
But sister, the song that we just sang, we have a greater message to tell.
虽然已经曾经被传扬了两千年。
Though it has been spoken of for 2,000 years.
但是在今天这样子的一个世代，在人类痛苦的心灵里面，他们最需要的消息还不是胡森被抓。
That in this generation, in this troubled world, the news that they need the most is not just Hussein is captured.
远离的消息过一阵子就会过去了。
Because that message will pass away shortly.
可能如果今天是 week day 的话，股票稍微上升了一下。
And perhaps the stock market, the stocks went up a little bit.
但是弟兄姊妹，有一个更重要的消息是关乎我们今生。关乎我们永世的消息。
But brothers and sisters, this is a message that pertains to our life and our eternal life.
有一子为我们而生。
And unto us a son is born.
政权都担在他的肩上。
And all authority is placed upon his shoulders.
他的名字叫做耶稣，要把我们从罪恶里面救出来。
His name shall be called Jesus. He will deliver his people from their sins.
他的名字叫以马内利，要把我们带到神圣的同在中。
His name is Emmanuel. He will bring us into the holy presence of God.
弟兄姊妹，那个福音的那个新鲜。那个喜乐在我们里面不能让它老旧。
But just the freshness and the newness of the gospel cannot grow old within us.
所以当我们刚才在唱这首诗歌说 Go 到各个 mountain 上面去传耶稣诞生的消息。
So when we sing Go tell on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
你不用跑到 San Antonio Ranch 去告诉别人，你在邻居就可以告诉别人。
You don't need to go up to the mountain literally, but you could tell your neighbors.
主耶稣真是爱我们。
But Jesus truly loves us.
他来寻找拯救一切世上的人。
He came to seek and to find all the lost.
为我们死在十字架上，叫一切的罪孽重担都担在他的肩上。
And he died on the cross that all sin and burden may be placed upon his shoulders.
不仅仅这样。
And not just so.
他要住在我们里面。
But he wants to dwell in us.
不再是我乃是基督。
And no longer I but Christ.
活在我们里面成为我们的生命。
That he will live in us and become the life from within.
进入我们的生活，他要改变我们这一生生活的品质和结局。
He will enter into our days and our lives to transform us, to change the quality of our lives.
弟兄姊妹，我们要喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, we ought to rejoice.
不要带着苦脸听这个消息。
Do not carry a bitter face when you come and listen to this message.
更不要带着苦瓜脸站到山上去传福音啊。
And don't declare this message with a sad face.
所以我刚刚祷告完的时候，我就跟 worship team 说，你们唱这首诗歌要带着笑容，要有 body language.
And in the beginning, brother, you encouraged the worship team that when you sing the song, we gotta.A smile and carry a body language.
我说你们要把那个喜乐感染给弟兄姊妹们。
You have to pass on this joy onto brothers and sisters.
你们刚才唱的喜不喜乐？
Were you joyous?
很喜乐啊！我只是不敢大声唱，因为唱多了我讲道就没有声音。
I dare not to sing out loud because I'm going to reserve my voice for the message.
弟兄姊妹，我们最近一连串讲约书亚记。
Brothers and sisters, we've been talking about the book of Joshua in the past few weeks.
我希望当我们读约书亚之后，弟兄姊妹会觉得余弟兄当初告诉你们说《约书亚记》是太宝贝的一卷书，我没有骗你们。
And I pray that as you're reading this book, and as I'm telling you how wonderful this book is, you realize that I'm not lying to you.
它跟新约以弗所书是遥遥相对的。
And it's on the same balance as the book of Ephesians.
他把神这么伟大的旨意和救恩讲得这么好。
And God's purpose and God's salvation is declared so clearly.
那新约保罗是用启示，用这样子经验的话讲出来。
In the New Testament, Paul spoke through revelation and experience.
旧约是用各式各样生动的故事把它表明出来。
In the Old Testament, it's revealed through the stories that has been told.
神为我们预备了一块美地。
That God has prepared a beautiful land.
这个美地就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
And this land is his son, Jesus. Jesus Christ.
He's
delivered us out of Egypt.
And
He's led us through the wilderness in the heavenly way.
And
at the very end, He will lead us into the promised land.
And
here in Christ, we enjoyed all the fullness from above.
And in
Christ, we inherit all of the nature and all the blessing of God.
弟兄姊妹, 我们要对自己讲道,
Francis, we ought to speak to ourselves.
And
we are entering into a series of battles.
Because the
enemy will not go lightly seeing us inheriting such a blessing.
上个礼拜我们讲过了,征战是要付代价,但是不征战代价更大。Last
week we shared that for us to battle, we have to pay a price. But for us not to battle, we have to pay a greater price. Because the purpose of each battle is to remove the enemy and to remove all his destructions.
And
the greater purpose is to inherit the inheritance that God has for us.
God
not only wants us to be saved, but to live a victorious
life.
But not only to have life in Christ, but to have it more abundantly. But not only to receive grace in His Son, but grace upon grace. That not only through the blood of His Son that we are made righteous, but we are to make holy.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹,
and the heart of God wants to lead us into this glorious realm.
在这个过程里面,
and this process is leading us forward.
And He is like
the blazing fire that has proceeded before us.
虽然在这一路上我们还是会碰到各样的征战,
that along this way we will continue to face battles.
可是在所有的征战临到之前,
but before the coming of each battle, God has promised us victory.
他已经应许我们,
He said, I have proceeded before you as the blazing fire.
他曾经应许我们, 他说在你平生的日子,
He promised that no one shall stand before you all the days of your life.
弟兄姊妹,
but sisters, these are the promises of God.
一路上我们看见神大能的作为,
and all the way we see the mighty works of God.
约书亚记第五章说到这个, 这个约旦河西的诸王, 还有沿着 这个大海的诸王听见以色列人神怎么样让约旦河分开来, 他们心里面都吓得不再有胆气了。
That when the kings on the west side of the Jordan, when they heard what God has done for the people of Israel, when God has split the river Jordan, they were all trembling to the point that they lost their spirits.
这是神大人的作为已经都显明出来,一路上显明出来。
Because the mighty works of God has been revealed all the way.
而更重要的一件事情是神亲自的同在。
And more importantly, God's presence was with them.
神说你不要惊慌,不要恐惧,因为你无论往哪里去,耶和华你的神必与你同去。
And God said, do not worry, do not fear, no matter where you go, I will go with you.
所以在他们开始打仗之前,
so before they engage in battle,
耶和华军队的元帅向约书亚显现,
the commander of the army of God appeared before them.
他在这里亲自陪着以色列百姓征战,
and he was there with them in battle.
所以弟兄姊妹,我们在这里看见征战之前已经得到了得胜的确据。
So brothers, before the battle even began, they had the promise of victory.
借着神的应许,
and through the promise of God,
借着神大人的作为,
and through, through His mighty works,
借着神亲自的同在,
and His own very presence.
对,弟兄姊妹,
that our God is active.
当他呼召我们起来征战的时候,
and when He calls us into battle,
他把一切的恩典,
and all of His grace and all the victory has been prepared for us already.
And
He wants us to come and inherit the inheritance.
所以我们说,
so every battle, yes, we have to pay a price.
但是不征战代价更大,
but if we do not go through these battles, the greater the price we will pay.
不仅仅我们一直活在仇敌的搅扰,
not only we will continue to be under the destruction and the oppression of the evil one, but we'll lose the chance of inheriting this great inheritance.
弟兄姊妹, 我们也说过了, 这一场征战, 它一直在进行。
And brothers and sisters, we declare that this battle is continuing.
不管我们知道也好，不知道也好。
Whether we are aware of it or not.
不管我们感觉到也好，感觉不到也好。
Whether we can feel it or not.
不管我们投身其中，或是我们逃兵也好。
Whether we are in the very midst of it, or whether we've turned our backs to it.
这个征战一直在进行。
This battle continues.
而且非常的严肃。
And it is solemn.
而且非常的真实。
And it's very real.
今年的3月20号，我们知道美国跟伊拉克打起来了。
And March 30th of this year, the United States engaged in war with Iraq.
在那边打仗，可是你看美国一模一样的，大家一样吃喝下去，一样在这里生活，好像 no difference.
The war is going on in Iraq, but the lives continue here in the States. It seems like nothing has changed.
可是你从新闻里面看见那些被派到那边去，派到伊拉克去的那些美军们，他们其实里面很紧张。
But in the news, as you see the soldiers who are being sent on their way, you can see the weariness within them.
那很多这些兵都还很年轻，19岁、20岁、21岁出头。
And a lot of our soldiers are 19, 20, 21 years old.
那报纸上报他们在那个军营里面的军中的牧师。每一个小时都要有一个聚会，因为有人有需要要来祷告。
And it was declared that the chaplain of each camp, have services by the hour because people are rushing in to pray.
你从报纸上都可以看见那些大兵们跪在地上祷告，因为他们不知道这一趟出去他回得来回不来。
And you see on the news that a group of soldiers would just kneel before God, and because they don't know whether they will return or not.
所以当新闻报完这个的时候，接着就报着在美国一样这样子交通拥挤，大家一样吃喝快乐。完全不同的局面。
And at the same time, after this news was broadcast, immediately afterwards, it declared, was shown the life that goes on in the States as if nothing had happened.
所以弟兄姊妹进入战场跟不在战场对战争的体会那差太多了。
But just to engage into battle and staying out of it, the experience is completely different.
那到底今天我们里面有没有这个感觉我们在从事一场属灵的征战。
Do we have the realization that we are in a spiritual warfare?
如果圣经告诉我们这场征战是一直在进行。
And the scripture tells us that these battles are continuing.
而我们却不感觉征战的存在那是不是我们已经失败了。
And if we do not feel the presence of these battles going on,Have we lost something within?
So, 弟兄姊妹，我们一定要起来。
So, brothers and sisters, we need to rise up.
那约书亚记里面的每一场征战，其实都是一个属灵的教训。
And every battle mentioned in the book of Joshua is a spiritual teaching.
因为每一场征战都有它特殊的意义存在。
Because every battle has a special spiritual significance.
因此，如何打胜这场仗，背后本身就是一个教育，告诉我们如何得胜。
And how did they win each battle? Behind it is a lesson on how we can win.
例如说，耶利哥的战争就是我们面临在属灵的路上碰到的拦阻。
And the battle of Jericho is the obstacle that we face along the spiritual journey.
这是我们等一下要看的。
And this is what we will look at.
那爱神的战争呢，让我们看见我们怎么样去面对试探，还有我们这个。犯罪的事情。
And the battle at the city of Ai tells us how do we face temptations and how do we face loss.
那畸变的战争让我们看见我们如何去面对我们的失败。
And the battle at Gibeon tells us how do we face our loss and our sufferings.
像武王跟十王的战争让我们如何去面对我们的机会。
And the battle with the 5 kings and the 10 kings tells us how do we face and deal with opportunity.
而希伯伦的战争让我们去知道如何去面对神和他给我们的应许。
And the battle of Hebron teaches how to face God and His promises.
弟兄姊妹，在这一切的征战的背后，都有非常宝贵的属灵教训。
And behind each and every one of these battles, there is a significant spiritual teaching.
它不是遥远的属灵道理，它是跟你我今天属灵的生命和生活。
It is not a doctrine from afar, but it has relevance to your life and my life today.
今天早上我们要来看打耶利哥城的故事。
And today we will focus on the battle of Jericho.
我想我们整个圣经大家已经很熟了，但是我们读几处就好，好不好
？I'm sure, brothers and sisters, you're familiar with the scripture, but we'll read a few verses.
我们请看约书亚记第六章。
Joshua chapter 6.
时间的关系，我来读哈，可以读得快一点。第六章第一节
Chapter 6 verse 1
耶利哥的城门因以色列人就关得严谨无人出入耶和华晓谕约书亚说看哪、啊、我已经把耶利哥和耶利哥王并大能的勇士都交在你手中你们的一切兵丁要围绕这城一日围绕一次六日都要这样行七个祭司要拿着七个羊角走在约柜前到第七日你们要绕城七次祭司也要吹角 然后我们请跳到第十节
Verse 10
约书亚吩咐百姓说你们不可呼喊不可出声连一句话也不可出你们的口等到我吩咐你们呼喊的日子那时才可以呼喊然后我们请跳到第十八节
Verse 18
至于你们务要谨慎不可取那当灭的物恐怕你们取了那当灭的物就连累以色列的全营使全营受咒诅然后二十节
Verse 20.
于是百姓呼喊祭司也吹角百姓听见角声便大声呼喊城墙就塌陷百姓便上去进城个人往前直上将城夺取我们最后请读二十六节
Lastly, verse 26.
当时约书亚叫众人起誓说有兴起重修这耶利哥城的人当在耶和华面前受咒诅他令根基的时候必上长子安门的时候必上右指耶和华与约书亚同在约书亚的声名传扬遍地、啊、好我们最后一起来读我们今天的背诵经文在大家的 program sheet 上面
Last we'll read the verse that we're going to memorize today together
哥林多后书第十章
Second Corinthians chapter 10
从第三节第四节
Verse 3 and verse 4
我们虽然在血气中行事却不凭着血气征战我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的乃是在神面前有能力可以攻破坚固的营垒将各样的计谋各样男主人认识神的那些至高之事一概攻破了又将人所有的心意夺回使他都顺服基督请大家注意这里有一个坚固的营垒
Brother and sister, please pay attention to this stronghold.
这个坚固的营垒的存在，拦阻的人认识神。
And the existence of the stronghold prevents man from knowing God.
这个坚固营垒的存在，他把人的心夺去了，叫人不能够顺服基督。
And the existence of the stronghold has taken capture of the hearts of man so that they would not fall into obedience of Christ.
所以当保罗在这里说到我们凭着这个不是凭血气征战的时候，我们就可以攻破坚固的营垒。
So Paul says that if we do not war according to our flesh, then we will take down the stronghold.
把各样的计谋、各样男主人认识神的这些事，通通攻破。
And every a plan and everything that resists the knowledge of God would be destroyed.
而且把人的心呢，这时候夺回来了。
And capture the hearts of man.
使人可以顺服基督。
That they may be of obedience unto Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，我想我们非常清楚，耶利哥城是神百姓进迦南第一场的征战。
So, brothers and sisters, the battle of Jericho is the very first battle as we enter into Canaan.
那这一场不仅仅在战略上是非常重要的一场征战。
And not only this is a crucial and a critical battle.
他们是等于是从整个迦南地的拦腰进去，从中间进去。
They come right from the center part of Canaan.
不仅仅在战略上是重要的而且是第一场的战役对百姓太重要了
location wise and the timing of it all is a critical battle
这一场征战他们失败了他们底下的路都不要走了
and if they lose this significant battle they will not be able to proceed forward
弟兄姊妹这是讲到我们在属灵的路上当我们往前去的时候
and brothers and sisters as we journey in our spiritual on the spiritual journey
当你每一次在神的面前想要往前去的时候
and every time when you want to proceed forward before God
到底什么东西起来拦阻了我们
are the things that would arise and block us.
弟兄姊妹大家不要光听到我们暂停一下。
Brothers and sisters, please not just listen, but everybody please pause.
请所有已经得救的基督徒我们都仔细地想一下。
Everyone who is saved, please ponder.
在你属灵生命的路上
in your spiritual journey,
到底什么人、事物或是我们的个性或是我们贪恋的罪或是我们任何的一个生活的习惯或是我们偷偷不管是什么东西你觉得那件事情最难阻你跟神之间关系的往前，你属灵生命的长进。
What are the person, the things, the desires of your heart, a particular sin that prevents you from growing before God?
有没有答案
？Do you have an answer?
我先不问你的答案是什么，我也不方便在这里问，也没有时间问。但是我只是想问弟兄姊妹，你自己里面有答案的，请举手。
But since you don't need to tell me what it is, but if you have an answer within you, please raise your hand.
有答案哈，大部分都有。
Well, the majority of us do have an answer.
当我们在人生的路上，先不讲属灵的，当你碰到难主、碰到困难的时候，你一定会知道你碰到困难。
And let's not talk about the spiritual aspect, but just in your life, when you encounter difficulties or an obstacle, you know you faced one.
然后你会想办法解决它。
And you will find a way to take care of it.
例如说你开车，前面是 under construction, detour, 叫你绕道，你不会就停在那里等它修好了才走，对不对？
Just as you're driving along the road and you see a construction going on and it points you to detour, you're not going to stop until they're done with the road.
那万一它修三个月的话，你不是要被殡仪馆拖走了吗？
And if they're there and they need 3 months to repair the road,
你不可能留在那里的。
You're not just going to pause and stay there.
当你的孩子生病了，需要找一个很好的医生，可是那个医生需要一大笔钱。你虽然没有钱，你会想办法去筹钱，对不对？
And when your child is ill and it needs medical attention and it's a great cost and you can't afford it, you're going to find a way to acquire the money that you will need.
当你要去追一个女孩子，想要叫她嫁给你的时候，那她告诉你说她觉得你太 sloppy 了，不爱干净。
And when you're pursuing a girl and the girl responds to you and said, I think you're too sloppy.
如果你真的爱她，你会不会开始每天开始洗澡了？
And if you really love her, won't you take a shower every day?
你会想要去克服它。
And you will overcome it.
我发现有姊妹在瞪她旁边的弟兄。
I noticed some sisters looking at the brothers next to them.
讲中你们的痛苦了。当你在找工作的时候，你的老板说 ,Everything OK, 我愿意给你 high pay, 帮你办 PR, 但是我需要你有两个你从前老板的推荐信，请问你会不会去拿？
And if you're in the process of acquiring a job and your boss tells you that I will hire you and give you great pay, but I need references from your former employer.
你会不会说你要就要，不要拉倒？
And wouldn't you go just get it? Would you say, I'll get it if I...
不会的，弟兄姊妹。当我们碰到困难的时候，我们不仅仅 realize 知道困难是什么，我们会 identify 困难是什么，而且我们会找出 solution.
But just you won't just let it go. You will identify the problem. You will find a solution. You will resolve it.
可是那为什么我们属灵里面为什么老是觉得会被挡下来，而这个东西是什么我们却不知道呢？
But in our spiritual lives, why is it that oftentimes we feel that we are stopped, yet we do not know what has hindered us?
可能是一个人。
Perhaps it's a person.
可能是你所爱的人。
Perhaps it's someone you love.
新婚的妻子打个喷嚏，我们礼拜天就不来聚会了。
And my newlywed wife, if she sneezes. Newlywed wife, if she sneezes, and I will not go to service tomorrow.
可能是我们的孩子。
And perhaps our child.
可能是我们工作的老板。
Or our boss at work.
可能是背后的银行的存款的数目字在那里挡住了我们。
And the numbers in our savings account is hindering us.
可能是我们生活的坏习惯，我们很懒，我们很凶，我们很马虎，我们很消极，都可能。可能是我们个性里面的问题。
And perhaps it's our personality, our character, our laziness, our lack of diligence.
可能是我们的主观啊，我们的成见。
And perhaps it's our opinion and our thoughts.
弟兄姊妹都不要小看这些事情。
Princess, do not look lightly upon these things.
我记得我以前讲过，有一次马克吐温到一个地方去演讲，演讲完以后他住了旅馆里面去。
And I remember, Mark Twain went and spoke, and after he spoke, he went and stayed in a hotel.
在那个旅馆里面睡觉的时候呢，那马克吐温有一个习惯哈，他空气不新鲜，他就睡不着觉的。
And he has heard that if the air is not fresh, then he can't really fall asleep.
那个旅馆里面是那个大落地窗，是不能打开来的。
And inside that hotel, they have big stained glass windows, and it can't be opened.
所以他心里面已经想，今天晚上一定糟糕，睡不好了。
And in his mind, he says, "Okay, I can't fall asleep."
所以他就躺在床上翻过来翻过去，就是整夜睡不好觉。
So he tossed and turned on his bed all night.
后来他实在火了，受不了了，他起来就抓起椅子来，就把那个窗户砰一下就打破了。
And he was so angry, he woke up, he took the chair, and he just broke the stained glass.
然后他就好舒服，倒到床上去，一觉睡到天亮。
And then he felt really comfortable. He fell on his bed and he slept all the way to the morning.
等到早晨，他慢慢醒过来了。
And when he woke up in the morning,
他一看奇怪，怎么梳妆台的镜子被打破了？
He realized that it was the mirror in front of the desk that he had broken.
那窗户好好的。
And the window was completely okay.
他就搞不懂昨天晚上为什么我觉得摔破玻璃以后就觉得有新鲜的空气呢。
And he felt that I broke the window and all of a sudden that I had a wonderful air movement.
因为他没有开灯，他就做了这件事哈，所以他就以为窗户已经打破了。
He didn't turn on the light, so he thought he had broken the window.
那你会说这样子的主观 跟我们属灵有什么关系？
He said, what does this have to do with our spiritual life?
因为什么？很多神儿女们在属灵的事情上不能够得到神全备的祝恩，因为我们太主观，太多的成见。
But since a lot of time we cannot inherit the full blessing that God has for us because we have too many of our own opinions.
有人一听见圣灵他就变色，不可以在我们中间讲圣灵。
Somebody hear the message of the Holy Spirit, immediately they will say, oh, let's not talk about that.
那弟兄姊妹，我们有很多的成见。
And we have a lot of opinions.
那斯百克弟兄有一次他接到伦敦开西聚会的邀请信，请他去参加特会。
And Brother Spark was invited into London to speak in a special conference one time.
那他一看讲员是 Mrs. Penlewis, 宾路易师母，他说哎呀，姊妹讲到，就把邀请信往旁边一放。
And he looked at the invitation letter, he said the special speaker would be Sister Penlewis, and he said, ah,
他的观念里面觉得姊妹不可以讲道。
And in his mind, he felt that the sisters should not speak.
可是圣灵感动他，他那次还是去了。
But the Holy Spirit prompted him, and so he went.
那神借着宾利威师母，让斯百克已经对十字架有这么深认识的一个人，圣灵又再开了他的眼睛，看见什么叫同钉十字架。
And the Holy Spirit, through our dear sister, revealed the deeper meaning of what is to be crucified with Christ and Brother Sparks.
我跟我哥哥第一次去中国大陆，那我第一次去，他已经去过好多次了。去培训的时候。
And the first time I went to China, along with my brother, for a teaching lesson in China.
你和弟兄姊妹刚开始头一两天就觉得他们灵沉沉的怪怪的。
And the very first 2 days I noticed that they're kind of solemn. Everybody's face was kind of solemn.
后来他们东北人很坦诚，他就跟我们讲为什么呢。
And our brother and sister were very sincere, very honest, so they told us why what was troubling.
他看到我们手上戴的戒指。
And they saw the ring on our hand.
他觉得我们这些神的仆人这么爱世界还来讲道。
He said, these servants of God, you guys love the world, how can you speak on God's behalf?
所以他们里面就觉得你人跟道配不起来啊。
And he said, the person and the message does not come together.
后来我们知道了以后，我们就很感谢主，就赶快跟他们解释一下。
And when we realized that what was troubling them, we explained it immediately.
我说我们在的这边地方，如果你结了婚不戴戒指，人家还觉得你不正经，对不对？
In America, if you're married and you do not wear a ring, somebody would think that you're not proper.
因为你偷偷想要隐藏嘛，你想要再去骗别的女孩子嘛。
But you want to hide your status to deceive other women.
我说在这边你们觉得我们不正经，在我们那边不戴戒指才不正经。
And it's a difference of culture, and in the States, this is the proper way to go.
所以头两天的道我们也没办法重讲，但是他们几乎都听不进去的。
So the message in the first 2 nights, they really did not receive much, and we can't really speak it.
从那次一打通了以后，底下的道他们脸都开的了。
And ever since we explained ourselves, you can see that all from their faces that their hearts were open.
我相信我哥哥嫂子都还记得啊。
And I believe my brother and my sister-in-law both remember.
哦，弟兄姊妹，在我们这条路上有各式各样的墙在这里挡住我们往前去。
And along our path, there are many, many obstacles that is prohibiting us from moving forward.
有的时候我们是为了一个弟兄，觉得这样子的弟兄当长老或是当传道人，我不要爱主了。
And somebody would say, such and such a brother is the elder and is the speaker. I don't want to run after God anymore.
他当我的小组长，我不要了，我不要来。
He's my small group lead. Forget it.
弟兄姊妹，划不来啊。
Brother sister, this is not worthy.
主说在你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。为什么要让他们挡住我们？
And the Lord said unto you, no man shall stand before you. Why will you allow these things to hinder you?
不管是钱也好，不管是名也好，不管是人也好，不管是事情也好，不管是我们的感觉，我们的性格，弟兄姊妹，我们都要去面对什么东西是我们的耶利哥城。
Whether it be money, people, things,our personality, we must identify what are our Jerichos and face them. And those are the things that will rise up to hinder us the moment that we decide that we want to move forward. And this city stopped us from knowing God. And this city has taken captive of our hearts that we would not fall in obedience to Christ. And this city prohibited us from inheriting life and having more abundantly. And this city caused us to lose all the blessing that we have received.
And
many people are stopped because of the city.
And
some people for a few weeks, and by the grace of God, they've overcome.
And
some people would just walk over it.
And
some people would be stopped for 1 or 2 years before they
can overcome it.
And some people have been hindered for tens or twenties of years.
原来我说还有很多人从一得救以后就被挡到他见主都还没过去。
And sadly to say, some people have been stopped at the moment that they are saved until the day they see Christ.
弟兄姊妹划不来。
But sister, this is not worth it.
因为神已经把得胜的应许给了我们。
Because God has already given you the promise of victory.
在你平生的日子必无一人能在你面前站立得住。
But all the days of your life, no one shall stand before you.
而且申命记第九章讲得这么好，耶和华你的神已经像烈火一样。
And Deuteronomy chapter 9 says that our God, as the blazing fire, has proceeded before you. The victory is yours. And the secret is, do we know how to obtain this victory? And so, brothers and sisters, these battles are very important to the people of God. Not only is the very first battle and it's significant, but it's also a battle that teaches God's people.
所以神特别要求你们一切的兵丁，就是所有的人。
So God said all the armed men must learn this lesson.
弟兄姊妹，我在CEDAR团契的时候已经考过他们这个问题哈，到底有多少人在围绕耶利哥？
And I tested the brothers and sisters in the Cedar Fellowship. How many people actually surrounded the city of Jericho?
我已经说过了，要么你们那天不可以抢着回答，要么就赶快举手。He
said you either.
我问你们好了，到底有多少人？
I asked you the same question right now. How many people surrounded that city?
算了，我没有时间浪费了哈。当当轰沃克好了。那么神要求一切的兵丁都来绕城。And
God required that all the armed men would be there.
然后第一天绕城一次。And
the first day they would walk around the city once.
第七天绕城七次。On
the seventh day, seven times.
通通加起来一共13次。And
total 13 times.
然后接下来的要求就是在绕城的时后，不可以出声，不可以呼喊，不可以讲话，要完全安静。And
the requirement is as they walk around the city, they shall not make a noise.
只有祭司可以吹角。And
the only one that can, only the priest can blow the trumpets.
弟兄姊妹，在这里不仅仅让我们看见神不要用人任何的力量。
And here we see that God does not want to see man using their own strength. And God wants His own victory and His name to be declared.
弟兄姊妹，这场的征战打法是历史上从来没有过的，除了这一场。
This way of battle has never occurred in the history of man except for this time.
而且是完全不合乎人的常情。
And it's completely against the ways of man.
哪里有这种打仗法的?
Who would go to war like this?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们就从这几个点里面，我们已经可以摸出了一个非常重要的一个lesson, 一个 message.
And from these points, we identify a key message and a key lesson.
第一场的征战,
it's the very first battle.
最主要的学习,
and the key lesson here,
神要他的百姓信而顺服,
that God wants His people to learn trusting and to obey.
就是trust. And obey.
And to trust and to obey.
这是我们所有属灵路上往前去必须要有的态度。
And this is the attitude that we ought to have as we progress along the spiritual journey.
这是所有征战里面要得胜必须有的学习。
And this is the lesson that we all must have to the victory of every battle.
这是所有神儿女们在这里羡慕得到圣经上所有应许的祝福的时候，我们必须要有的态度。
And this is the attitude that we ought to have when we desire the good things from above.
离开信而顺服就不可能得着。
And if you depart from trust and obey, you will not receive it.
离开信而顺服我们不可能得胜。
And if you depart from trusting Him and obeying Him, you will not win.
离开信而顺服我们属灵的生命不可能长进。
And apart from this, your spiritual life will not grow.
这是第一场的战争。
This is the very first battle.
这是所有兵丁必须学的战争。
And this is what all the armed men must learn.
它不仅仅那么重要，而且有教育性的战争。
It is so important, and it is with great teaching behind it.
那弟兄姊妹，虽然它是一个很基本的，
Brother and sister, though, is very fundamental. But it is very, very important. And the very first thing is to trust Him.
神怎么说,
Whatever God said, I will believe that it will be done as such. That is trusting.
神怎么要求,
what God requires of it, and I will obey willingly.
所以在这里牵扯到真正的信心,
and true faith is not by sight.
不能够根据环境的,
it's not according to the environments around us.
不是根据城多高多大,
it's not according to how great this city is.
也不是根据我手上的兵力到底有多少,
and it's not according to the strength of my army.
真信心不凭环境,不凭眼见。The
true faith is not by sight and not by our environment.
所以当彼得走在水上,走到往主耶稣那里去的时候,
so when Peter was walking on water toward Jesus,
当他的眼睛看着耶稣,
when his eyes is gazed upon Jesus, he can walk in the midst of a storm.
而圣经上说到那个风浪变大的时候, 彼得一从主耶稣的身上转去看风浪,
and the scripture said that when the wave increased and Peter took his eyes off of Jesus and on the waves, he began to sink.
Brothers,
we know these stories well. But in our lives, it repeats time and time again.
Turn our eyes upon Jesus, 我们转眼望耶稣的时候,
and when we turn our eyes on Jesus,
你发现我们里面有力量,
you realize there's strength within. And there's peace within. And there's reliance, there's help, there's assurance. And the moment our eyes are set upon our environment, and immediately we fall. We begin to sink.
Brother
and sister, faith is not by sight. And faith has no reason. God says, walk around the city once a day and do not make a noise.
那一天绕一圈,然后第七天绕七圈,这本身是不合理的,对不对?
And once every day on the seventh day, seven times, this is not reasonable.
神大概早就知道这些人路上会发牢骚,会有很多问题。
But God probably knew that they would complain and they would have...
所以神就说不准你绕,而且不准讲话的绕。
And they will have complaints, but God says, because of that, God says, walk around the city and do not make a noise.
根本不要问,
don't ask any questions, just do what I said.
我决定不相信那53万个人在绕的时候,
and I don't believe that the 530,000 men who were walking around the city, not one of them had a doubt.
我们一天搞不懂神到底在我们干什么。
I think some of them do believe that, what is God doing? A lot of time when God is working, what God wants is for us to trust Him and to work with Him. And after the first day, after the first day of surrounding the city, nothing has changed.
Nothing happened, nothing changed.
And nothing happened. And second day, when they walked around the city another time, nothing changed again.
Brother
and sister, are we facing the same thing in our lives right now? And we believe that we believe unto Him and we pray to Him. I can even go to the scriptures and point at the exact verse and say, God, this is your promise.
例如说保罗在这里说, 当信主耶稣, 你和你一家都必得救。
Just as Paul says, believe unto Christ and you and your entire family shall be saved.
我们会说我们祷告了三年了, 他还没得救。
And we would say, I've been praying for 3 years, he's still not saved.
弟兄姊妹, 当我们在这里一圈又一圈绕的时候, 那个困惑会在我们里面出现。
And brother and sister, as we circle time after time, we would begin to have doubts within. And God's requirement is strange. And this is very challenging just on the sheer patience that we are to have with time. And the results of what we have done is not even visible. This is called faith.
神怎么说,
what did God say, and I will believe that it will be accomplished as so.
虽然时间还没有到,
though time has not yet come, though our environment, our circumstances has not yet changed,
神怎么说,
but what God has said, that I will obey.
所以弟兄姊妹从某一面来说,
brothers and sisters, seemingly every day they've done what they did in vain.
Nothing happened.
Nothing has happened.
如果你这13圈没有走完的话,
unless you complete the 13 times around the city will not fall.
所以从某一面来说,好像我们白走了, nothing, 这没有事情发生。
So from a certain perspective, we can say we walk in vain, nothing has happened.
可是你从另外一个角度来说,
but if you look at it from another angle,
每一圈都没有白走,
every single one of these trips was not done in vain. And as we walk and trusting and obeying Him, and in trust and obeying, we go another round. And every time we obey, the spiritual strength is gathering. The strength of victory is gathering. And all that we have learned, all that we have attained, God is holding it. And when this strength begins to rise, and when it comes to full stature, and after
speaking,
and God says, shout!
And
when they shout,
and
they shout in obedience,
and
the city came down.
我有一次碰到一个中国大陆出来的一个人，他跟我讲说，唐山大地震的时候，
I met a brother who came out of China, and he said that after this one great earthquake,
他正好就在唐山。
He was right at the epicenter.
他正好那天半夜起来上厕所，走出 building 出去尿尿去。And
that night he woke up to relieve himself in the middle of the night.
他说他站在那边看着那些楼啊，这样啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪 罗尼斯的倒塌,
and we've seen the World Center coming down a couple of times.
然后弟兄姊妹,我们那个痛,那个感觉,啊,那样整个这样下来,
and the hurt as we see the building coming down.
耶利哥城虽然高大,
as great as significant as this
Jericho,
and the city prohibited us from inheriting what God has for us.
弟兄姊妹,当我们真正在主的面前信而顺服的时候,
but brothers, as we trust Him and obey God,
不管城墙多高大,
doesn't matter how high the walls are,
不管这个拦阻多么的真实,
no matter how real is this obstacle,
很多时候我们想过得胜的生活,
and a lot of time we want to live victoriously, but we realize that the thought is not even within us. And we find that there is a sin that we can't overcome. And we find that there is something within our flesh that seemingly cannot be changed. And we probably feel that there's a particular person that I can't overcome and I can't forgive. Or we have this complaint toward God that we just can't get rid of from our hearts. But it's just no matter what the difficulty is, no matter how long has been the obstacle in your way,
brothers and
sisters, if we face the city of Jericho, and by God's grace, we lay hold of the promise of victory that He's given granted unto us. And when Jesus on the cross said it is finished, and all the promises of victory has been given to us,
我们可以靠着耶稣来得胜,
that by Jesus we proclaim victory.
当他带领我们往前去的时候,
that as He lead us forward,
doesn't
matter how Jesus would lead us out of the circumstance. Perhaps it's a sin.
那么神带你出来的方法,
and how God will lead you out of it.
跟那个神用工作,那个人被工作拦阻捆绑,神要带他出来的方法,
and it may be different from a brother who is bound by his work. The method that the Lord would use may be different. And a person may be bound because of his unbelieving family. Or a person who is bound by his character And God's requirement, the way God leads us out of each and every one of this will be different. But the secret behind the city coming down, or the walls coming down, is all the same. And how God has said it, we will trust Him and we will obey it. Not only use a simple faith, but have an absolute obedience. And when we talk about this absolute obedience, there shouldn't be any fear. Because we know that we can't do it. Because no one can accomplish the absolute surrender, because if he has, he's already been made holy. But brothers and sisters, then we know the elderly brother and sister has taught us, learn to live in the light for today. And God is leading us according to our capacity. And according to the mercy of our Heavenly Father, the sunlight comes from above. Not only has He shone upon all of us who sit in darkness, but He will lead us onto the pathway of peace. And what is to live in today's light? And what God has required of me today, that I will obey today. That in the peace of Christ, I proceed forward. And John chapter 1, 1 John chapter 1 says that this light grows brighter and brighter until the noonday. So God leads us according to our capacity. We do not need to look at a more spiritual brother as our standard, and measure against ourselves. We start by learning from today's light. And where I am today, I must have absolute obedience toward God. And this light will proceed forward. And this light will grow brighter within our lives. Not only those who are sitting in the shadows of darkness, but He is the light of life, and He will lead us. That He will lead us onto the pathway of peace. So, brothers, we know that our direction is toward God. And that in the process of time, we should realize that we are improving. And this is the most fundamental life of trusting and obeying. So, brothers, as we learn to obey God, and step by step, He will take us out. And every time we obey, do not look lightly upon it. And every small obedience has a significant value. It's gathering our spiritual strength within us. And in due time, you will see the walls come down.
弟兄姊妹啊, 圣灵在我们里面是真的,
brothers, the Holy Spirit is real in us.
啊, 恩膏的教训在我们里面是真的,
and the teaching of the light is within us is also real.
老约翰说这个恩膏是真的不是假的, 你们要按着这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
And John says this anointing is real, and according to this anointing, you must abide in it.
所以当我们学习信而顺服往前去的时候,
and as we learn to trust and obey and proceed forward,
你发现这些高大的耶利哥城要倒塌的,
you realize the great wall of the Jericho will come down.
所以这一场的征战为什么是教育性?
Why is this battle has this, the significance in the lesson?
因为这场的征战里面神要让百姓看见,
because the Lord wants the people to see that the victory comes from the Lord.
不用自己的兵力,
it is not by your physical strength and your might.
他们连工程都不需要的,
and they didn't even need a
他们只要顺服,
to confront the city, all they have to do was obey.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们得胜的秘诀，接着行而顺服。
This is the secret of victory, is to trust and to obey.
所以有一次，这个印度的一个 boxing 弟兄，他在台北做见证的时候
，and there was a brother from India that came and gave a testimony in Taiwan.
他说就是要学习在生活里面来顺服神。
He said you must learn how to obey God in every day of your life.
他就举了很多他做的见证。
And he gave many examples.
他半夜睡到一半，主突然把他叫醒了。
In the middle of his sleep, God woke him up.
他就往河边去了。
And God said, "Go towards the river."
他就说：“半夜了，我去河边干嘛？”
He said, "The Lord, it's the middle of the night. Why am I doing this?"
就说你去，我有事情要你去。
And the Lord said, "Just go. I have something for you to do."
他就起来，半夜睡得好好的，起来顺服，就往河边走去。
And while he was in the middle of his sleep, he actually got up and he went toward the river.
他就看到一对男女在河边。
And he saw a couple by the river.
神说过去把福音传给他们。
And the Lord said, "Go and declare the gospel to them."
他就顺服过去，把福音传给他们。
So he obeyed and he went and he shared the gospel.
才知道这一对人正准备要自杀了，要殉情自杀。
And he found out this couple was about to commit suicide because.
有很多很多生活的例子都可以做见证。
There are many many examples in his life that he could testify.
有一个弟兄说他刚刚得救的时候，为了要提醒自己要学习顺服主。
And one brother right after he was saved, he wanted to remind himself that he needs to obey God.
他一早起来带着一整盒的火柴放在口袋里面。
And when he woke up, he carried a box of matches and put it in his pocket.
那每一次发现自己没有顺服主的时候，就拿一根火柴放到另外一个口袋。
And every time he realized he did not obey God, he took one match and he put it in the other pocket.
我忘了是这样子做，还是说顺服以后拿一根过来，我已经忘记了。
I can't remember whether he took the one over when he obeyed or when he did not obey.
反正每一天晚上他睡觉之前，他就把口袋掏出来在主的面前。
And right before he sleep every night, he would take out the content of his pocket and look at it and bring it to the Lord.
为了在主面前的不顺服，他向主认错。
And for his disobedience, he repented.
他就希望第二天要陈列出来的火柴能够少一点。
And he prayed that the following day, the matches that would come out of this box would be less and less.
我小的时候记得忘了是谁告诉我们说，听说李头生弟兄劝勉年轻的弟兄们，他说学习给自己至少五年吧，学习绝对的顺服神。
And I remember when I was young and I was taught that Brother Nee had actually trained the young people that give yourself 5 years, 5 years to learn to obey God.
那你差不多就已经养成了顺服神的习惯。
And then you will have a habit of obeying God.
那弟兄姊妹，我们先不要讲那么高，因为我们可能想一天都顺服不来了。
And let's not go so far, so high, and you may say it's difficult to obey.
至少我们从现在开始，我们学习来顺服。
So let's learn at least to begin with what we have right now and to learn to obey God.
神叫我们闭口，我们就闭口。
If the Lord says be quiet, then we will be quiet.
所以你发现百姓们非常顺服，神叫他们闭口，他们完全安静无声。
So you realize the people were in complete obedience unto the Lord when the Lord said be quiet. No one made a sound.
神说现在开始喊。
So the Lord says, shout.
他们就大声喊叫，耶利哥就倒了。
And they shout with all their might and the walls came down.
那你不觉得我们常常都相反吗？
And don't you think that we're all often on contrary to this?
唱诗的时候神感动我们开口唱，我们不开口。
And while we're singing, the Holy Spirit moves us to sing, and we kind of hold our peace.
擘饼聚会神感动我们祷告，不祷告。
And the breaking of bread, the Holy Spirit prompts us to pray, and we still keep our silence.
小组里面神感动我们交通，不想交通。
In the small groups, the Lord prompts us to share, and we forget it.
你会说是因为嘴巴烂掉了吗？或是生病了不能讲话吗？
Is there something wrong with your lips, or are you ill that you really don't want to say anything?
我们知道都不是，因为一散会像菜市场一样，弟兄姊妹都在叽里呱啦讲话了。
This is not the case because right after meeting, it's just like the marketplace. Everybody engaged in conversation.
你们在座当小组长带茶经的，有这种痛苦经验的，请举手好不好？你的小组组员。
Anybody who is a small group leader has to
raise your hand.请大家交通，大家一个一个看一个，都不开口。
And we ask everybody to share. Everybody looks at each other.
你就不知道为什么今天嘴巴大家都开不动。
How come nobody would say anything?
可是说了也奇怪，当弟兄们做完祷告，奉主的名阿门了以后，所有的口都开了，都开始聊天了。
And last prayer in the name of Jesus, everybody's mouth begins to move.
你相不相信？等一下波饼，我们又是不太多人祷告，然后一到餐厅吵得不得了。
That at the breaking of bread, you'll realize nobody is actually praying a whole lot. As soon as we go to the cafeteria, everybody is talking. It's very normal.
那该开口的时候不开口，神叫我们闭口的时候，我们啪啪啪啪关不起来。
And when we should open our mouth, we don't. And the Lord says, close your mouth and keep moving.
尤其你知道谁的秘密，别人都不知道的时候，你嘴巴更关不起来。
Especially when you know a secret, it's even harder for you to keep your silence.
那神要我们开口，我们就觉得好像这个嘴巴有被那个针缝了几十针一样开不开来。
And when the Lord wants us to open up, with our lips, we realize sometimes they're like they're stitched together.
我第一次在教会开口祷告的时候，那是大痛苦，挣扎好久才开口。
The first time I prayed in church, it was a big, severe struggle for me.
我那时候大概才十岁、十一岁，参加我们台南教会的所谓青少年聚会。
I was about 10 or 11 years old in a young adult meeting.
那天会后，你们就有个感动要开口祷告。
And then at the conclusion of that meeting, I had a prompting of the Holy Spirit to pray.
但是从来没有过。
But I never experienced that before.
吓死了，那个心脏砰砰砰就这样跳。
And my heart was just pounding and pounding.
你可以感觉到心脏在跳。
And you could feel your heart pounding.
那每一次要站起来就开不了口又坐回去。
And every time I want to stand up, I find myself not being able to, and I sit back down.
那我们的习惯就是，如果安静了一段时间没人祷告，大家就抬头就结束了嘛，对不对？
And then after the meeting, if nobody really prays, then after a period of silence, and we end the meeting.
所以后来到大家都安静了很长时间，我还不敢开口，我就跟主说，那下次好了。
And after that long period of silence, I still didn't open up.And then I said, Oh Lord, just wait for the next time.
可是我里面就很难过。
And then I was very troubled inside.
我就觉得主的感动还在。
And I feel the prompting of the Lord still there.
后来我就跟主说，主啊，已经安静了这么久了，只要再有一个人开口，他完了以后我就一定祷告。
And I said, Lord, it's been such a prolonged period of silence. If somebody opens up and pray, then I will follow.
我才讲完，就有一个人起来开口祷告。
And right after I said that, somebody prayed.
所以我只好顺服主了。等到他一结束，我就哇站起来祷告。
So I had to obey. So soon as he finished, I stood up and prayed.
我完全不记得我祷告什么。
I can't remember what I said.
但是我记得我祷告完以后，我好喜乐。
But I remember the joy that I had after I prayed.
因为我突破了一个很大的关卡。
Because I broke through an obstacle.
而且虽然我祷告完了以后，那时候教会的传道人是一个周，我们叫周伯伯，好像周。
And after I prayed, our preacher at the time, Zhou Bobo,
he said, 你们下一次祷告啊，大声一点。
He said, next time you pray, pray louder.
因为我那时候十岁、十一岁，正在变音，声音像个女孩子的声音。
I was about 10 and 11, my voice is changing. I sounded like a girl.
他说不要像红姐一样，祷告像个小老鼠在叫。
He said, don't pray like 红姐 because he sounded like a little mouse.
我一辈子再也不敢这样 discourage 弟兄姊妹，因为我那天好被 hurt。
I was very hurt that day, so I would never discourage anyone that way.
他不知道我最后面是费了九牛二虎，多少的挣扎才祷告出来的。
He didn't realize how much strength I used to just get up and utter these words.
他居然说我像小老鼠叫一样。
So I was like a little mouse.
可是我回家我还是很喜乐。
But I went home, I was still with a lot of joy.
因为我突破了一个关卡。
Because I broke through a stronghold.
那我以后敢开口祷告了。
That from that day on, I had the courage to.
弟兄姊妹，我不是说这件事情是一个什么大事啊。
But this may not be something of great significance.
而是我们在很小的事情上的顺服都不要小看。
But our obedience in the very smallest matter do not look lightly upon it.
它都帮助我们在属灵上往前。
It will help us move forward in our spiritual journey.
因此，弟兄姊妹，我再请求弟兄姊妹要去重视我们的耶利哥城到底是什么。
But just please pay attention to what.What are the cities of Jericho in your life?
它是我们属灵往前的路上最主要的难处。
And it is the greatest obstacle before us in our spiritual path.
要了解我们都有这样子的难处。
We must all know and realize we have such an obstacle.
要 identify, 知道你的难处，难处到底是什么。
And you must identify what those things are.
然后要靠着主把耶利哥攻取下来。
And by the Lord, take it down.
让我们可以继续在这条路上往前。
That we can continue along this path.
借着最简单的相信。
And with the simplest faith.
借着学习活在今天的亮光中来顺服主。
And learn to live in the light for today and obey Him.
主一定会帮助我们把这个难处除掉。
And the Lord will remove this difficult obstacle.
让我们可以进步。
That we may improve.
我们一起唱诗歌364首。
364.
信而顺服。
Trust and obey.
我们只唱第一节。
First one only.
当我与主同行，在他话语光中，何等荣耀照亮我路程。当我恳切命令，他就充满我灵，
歌告诉我们信而顺从。
The refrain says, trust and obey.
除此以外，你不能够得主的喜爱。
There is no other way to be happy in Jesus.
英文是讲到你自己也没办法快乐。
And the words it says you cannot cause yourself to be happy.
如果我们不顺服的话，我们不仅仅不能够讨主的喜乐。
And if we disobey him, well, not only will we cause the Lord not to be happy,
我们里面也不会有喜乐。
But within us, we will lose the joy.
当我们真信他，
and when we truly believe him,
信我们所知道我们所信的是谁，
we truly trust him and know whom we have believed in.
然后我们在爱的里面也甘心的来顺服他。
And then in love, we're willing to obey.
不仅仅叫主的心得到喜乐，
and not only is the heart of the Lord satisfied,
我们的心也要得到喜乐。
We too will be satisfied.
而这个顺服要把耶利哥从我们的生命中 remove 掉。
And this obedience will remove the city of Jericho from within our lives.
让我们可以在属灵的路上不断的往前去。
And the spiritual path will keep on moving forward.
让我们可以真正的承受那地为业。
That we may truly inherit that land as our inheritance.
我们再唱第一节。
First one again.
当我与主同行，在他话语光中，何等荣耀照亮我路程，我很敬畏你，他就充满我灵，他充满心和深处的人，心和深处，因为是
请我们一起低头。
Let's pray together.
弟兄姊妹，在你今天早晨来聚会之前，
Brothers and sisters, before you came here this morning,
在你属灵的生命上，你觉得你是一个一直不断往前的人吗？
In your spiritual path, do you feel like you're a person that is continuing forward?
你觉得在主的面前常常可以感受到神的喜悦和祝福临到我们吗？
Can you feel the joy of the Lord over you and His blessing over you?
我们是否真的活得那么积极，那么踏实，那么有意义呢？
Are we living with assurance and are we living with a purpose?
如果没有的话，
And if not,
是不是有可能耶利哥把我们给挡下来了？
Could it be that there be a city of Jericho that has stopped you?
你真的知道你的耶利哥城是什么吗？
Do you know what is this obstacle?
在这座耶利哥城面前，请问我们曾经停留了多少的日子？
And before the city of Jericho, how many days have you lingered?
弟兄姊妹，我们还愿意继续被单言被拦阻下来吗？
Brothers and sisters, are you willing to be stopped? Are you willing to continue to linger at where you are?
我们何等希望今天早晨耶和华军队的元帅对我们说话。
And we pray that the captain of the army of God will speak to us.
不管我们讲的，我们听的，我们今天都听见他对我们发的呼召，说起来得那地为业。
Whether we speak, whether we are here to listen, that we may all hear his call to arise.To inherit that land as your inheritance.
我们第一个要学的功课，也是每一个人都要学的功课，就是要信而顺从。
And the very first lesson, trust and obey.
单纯的相信，绝对的顺从。
And the simple obedience, and the simple faith, and to obey completely.
不用拿自己去跟别人比较。
And don't compare yourself with anyone else.
让我们就是简单的活在今天的亮光中。
And with the simplicity of living in today's anointing.
学习来顺服他。
And learn to obey him.
诗歌说地没有一点黑影，天无一片乌云，能够弥漫当他笑容显露。没有疑惑畏惧，没有流泪忧虑，能够存在。若我信而顺服。
Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but his smile quickly dries it away. Not a doubt nor a fear, not a sigh nor a tear, can abide while we trust and obey.
他也说到没有一个重担，没有一点的为难，神是不顾让我们在那里痛苦，所有的伤心和损失，所有的厌弃和羞耻，都要成为祝福，如果我们信而顺从。
Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil he doth richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown nor a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey.
底下他告诉我们不要怕，只要信而顺从。
Never fear, only trust and obey.
好，亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
我们知道你永远的爱我们。
You know that you love us forever.
你知道我们何等的软弱。
You know how weak we are.
你知道我们何等容易被仇敌欺骗。
You know how easily we are deceived.
你知道我们何等容易就在这条路上停顿下来。
You know how easily we linger and stop.
哦，主耶稣啊，今天早晨借着耶利哥的故事来提醒我们。
Lord Jesus, we pray that through the story of the Jericho, you will remind us.
没有一个难处可以在我们面前站立得住。
That no obstacle can stand before us.
因为你已经将得胜的应许赐给了我们。
Because you have granted unto us the promise of victory.
今天早晨来呼召我们每一个人。
This morning call each and every one of us.
从我们从一切的失败和软弱里面呼召出来。
That through all of our failures and our weakness, call unto us.
从我们将一切的停顿和退后里面呼召出来。
And all the linger and all the backsliding, Lord Jesus, call us out.
从我们将我们从一切的灰心和失望里面呼召出来。
And all the despair, oh Lord Jesus, call us out.
哦，让我们知道我们在走一条上行的道路。
That we're walking on an upper way.
越走越荣耀
and glory unto glory,
越走越有生命
and life unto life everlasting,
越走越得胜
and more victorious.
哦，因为我们的主亲自在这里率领我们
because our Lord Jesus is leading us.
所有的得胜已经在基督里面赐给了我们
and all the victory has been given unto us in Christ.
哦，耶稣，让我们不灰心
Oh Lord Jesus, that we will not lose heart.
让我们欢然举足跟随主而去
that in joy we will follow you.
是的，跟随跟随，无论主往哪里去，我们都跟随
Yes, follow, follow. No matter where you go, we will follow.
我们谢谢你
We thank you.
谢谢您，谢谢你这样子的爱我们
We thank you for loving us so much.
我们也再次谢谢你把我们带到你饼杯的面前。
We thank you for leading us before your bread and your cup.
让我们来看见你为我们所做成的这一切。
That we may see all that you have done.
让我们吃你，让我们喝你。
That we may eat of you and drink of you.
让我们借着吃喝与你完全的联合。
And that through this, O Lord, we may be united with you.
也借着这个联合，让我们有力量来走前面的道路。
That through this union, that we may have the strength to walk.
求你为我们祝福这饼和这杯。
Lord, we ask you to bless the bread and the cup.
Oh, 耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you.
我们真是谢谢你。
We thank you.
Oh, 我们都是蒙恩的罪人。
We are people saved by grace.
但是你却要带领我们走荣耀的道路。
But you will want to lead us along this glorious path.
我们都是污秽和卑贱的生命。
And we have this life that is filthy.
但是你却把你那荣美圣洁的生命赐给了我们。
But you've given us to us this beautiful and glorious life.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
在你饼杯的面前，我们要来扬声赞美你。
But before your table, we'll lift our voice to praise you.
我们谢谢。
Thank you.
我们还要谢谢。
And we want to thank you still.
我们赞美。
We praise.
我们还要赞美。
And we will praise still.
我们夸胜。
We proclaim victory.
我们还要夸胜。
And we will boast the victory.
因为耶稣已经得胜。
Because Jesus is victorious.
耶稣永远爱我们。
Jesus forever loves us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
荣耀归给你。
Glory be unto you.
羞辱归给你的仇敌。
And shame be unto your enemy.
祝福和平安归给你所爱的子民们。
And blessing and peace be unto your people.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name
Amen, Amen.